Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Kay Larson as my special expert guest. K.K. Larson, MS, PhD, has been in the health and wellness field since 1987, along with running a practice consulting with clients on the principles of anti-aging and holistic health. She is also president of BestHealthPractices.biz, a company that prepares and teaches natural health students and new consultants how to become successful practitioners. Kay's services cover a broad range of subjects, including business coaching, marketing advice assessment techniques, and health protocols for clients. For the student, she offers dissertation consulting, thesis editing, and practicum supervision. Kay's goal is to help prepare natural health students for success in the health field. Dr. Larson is an adjunct professor at the Kingdom College of Natural Health and chairman of the Practicum Ethics Department. She is also the author of The Handbook for Starting a Business as a Natural Health Consultant, A Guide for the Professional. This book has received rave reviews from both students and seasoned practitioners and is available online at www.lulu.com. I'm excited about some of the insight that you have for life and living and business. And of course, what I like to ask everyone that's involved in any way in the integrative natural alternative health field is, what do you like best about the natural health field yourself personally?
Well, honestly, it creates a sense of awe in me. To me, it ties me to the mystical, if that sounds strange, but just the idea that there, you know, in nature, that there are flowers and there are botanicals and there's all sorts of things in nature that can help us with health problems, it's just unbelievable to me. Like I said, it's almost mystical.
Absolutely, and I would totally agree. It kind of circumnavigates in my heart and soul everything that I, you know, quarter my thoughts about, and I can find answers to a lot of them by getting into everything that health and wellness represent and all of the people involved. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kay, such as like where you're from and your upbringing and what brought you in terms of your memory and recollection. When did you start to develop an interest in health and wellness?
Well, I've always been interested in nature. I'm from Western Massachusetts originally in kind of a rural area. So I was always, you know, I spent a lot of time outside and was always very interested in flowers and herbs and plants and whatnot. But I was also interested in health and exercise. I was actually a trainer for Nautilus Fitness Centers for a number of years. And so I was interested in health. What really brought it into focus was my mother died of cancer in the early 80s. And one time I was out at lunch at work, and I came across this book. I was walking around in a bookstore, and I came across this book by Misho Kushi, who is the founder of macrobiotics in Japan. And the book was about cancer therapies. And just the idea that people could be helped by using natural methods, I mean, it was probably the closest thing to an epiphany I've ever had. It was like a bolt of lightning came and hit me in the head. And from that moment on, I knew that that was going to be probably the main focus in my life, is learning all I could about natural health and its benefits. And from there on, I took classes in cooking and macrobiotic cooking and just learned all sorts of other modalities, of course, but that is what really started it. And I've never looked back.
Yeah, once it reels you in, there's no hope in going back, is there?
No, and why would you want to? I mean, it's just so interesting, inspiring to hear all these stories about, you know, how returning to holistic health principles has helped people, that you really can't go back once you really understand what's going on.
Tracy and I have an observation. We say that there are people that are in the industry and that there are people that have the industry in them. And they are two distinct individuals.
I agree.
Yeah, the ones that have the industry in them are just full of it, and they can try and run away at times, but it always sticks with them. So then let's talk about your business, your company, besthealthpractices.biz. Tell us something about that, please.
Well, basically, I developed it for the student and the new practitioner. I could see that there's a real need to try to help those who want to get into the field and be practitioners. And a lot of times, I mean, my own experience when I got out of school is I really didn't know what to do. And I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning and, you know, a lot of trial and error, And so what I was hoping to do is to set up a resource for people who really want to do very, very well in the beginning. And I'm thinking that is what I did. I'm hoping it is. So it's, and for the new practitioner, I tell them all sorts of things like, you know, what assessment techniques to use, how to market, just everything from top to bottom, from how to begin and how to succeed.
Well, I think you're absolutely onto something really, really big, and perhaps so big, in fact, it would be even difficult to imagine how big it really is, because I'm thinking, okay, you're getting thousands of practitioners and people in the industry, the health, food, and fitness industry, they're being pumped out into the profession, but do they really understand how to manage their business? So what you're doing is you're helping these people, and it, not necessarily people in the health field like the health food, but it could be a personal trainer or someone in the fitness-related industry, I believe, because your principles are probably universal. But is that what you're doing? You're preparing these people to how to manage themselves in the business that they've chosen to work in. Am I on the right page here?
Exactly. It's not just people who want to be practitioners, but it's anybody that wants to consult with people in the field. You know, I talk about how to put your best foot forward, how to act professional, how to look professional, how to talk to people, how to get people to become compliant. You know, I do go a lot into the psychological nuances of being a consultant, a natural health consultant, which, in my opinion, was really lacking in a lot of the books and the schools that I investigated, that I've researched. So that's what I came up with.
So do you think the fitness industry, the health food industry, is as professional as it should be or could be?
No, I do not. I'm sorry to say that, but I really don't. I mean, which is why we have had problems, I think, reaching the mainstream in the past, is because we just really need to present ourselves as professionally as we can. I mean, it's already, to some people, not all, but to some people, it's a hard sell as it is. So we need to be as professional as we can, have the highest standards, and, you know, just, I don't, for lack of a better word, not be weird. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I've looked at other companies like Fortune 500 companies and big sales-related companies, and, of course, if you want to look at the industry as selling a commodity, whether it's the idea of living well or the products associated with incorporating them to get well, there's still a sales mechanism. There's still, you know, a giving of something to another person, and they are receiving it. So in that process, I don't see, like, the training of the people, for whatever reason, they have not focused on the actual professional development of the skills that are associated with moving products and talking to people about the products, the actual thing, the interaction on a social people level. So is that, and then also you're helping people with business decisions and what, coming up with a licensing schedule and the actual process of how to set up client operation, that kind of thing?
Yes, and, you know, but just while I'm thinking of it, yes, that is yes to everything that you just said. But one thing that we always have to remember when we are trying to, quote, you know, sell something to someone is what we are really marketing, and it's ourselves that we're marketing. Because if you can have the best product in the world and the best program in the world, but if you come across as a phony, if you come across as a flake, you're not gonna do very well. You know. So that's what I believe is that, and that is what I work with, is how to be professional and how to come across to people as someone that is viable and truthful and somebody that they want to meet with. So if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So we're our number one asset, and we're going to bring that to the world. Now, what are some of the challenges that these new students and consultants are faced with today from, say, a business or a practical point of view? When they've graduated, they've got their degree, their knowledge, now they're going to set up a practice. What are some of the most common challenges?
Well, the first thing I think is instilling confidence that they actually can do this and that they actually can do natural health consulting or fitness consulting as a business. I mean, I think that's one of the major hurdles to overcome. I mean, I consult with students often, and that is their main problem, is they're just not confident enough. They feel they're going to get in a situation and they're not going to know what to do. And my answer to that is that no matter what you do for them, they're always better off for seeing you than if they never saw you at all. Because any advice you give them, pretty much in the realm of natural health, even if it's just starting with help with their digestion, is going to help them. It's definitely going to help them. And then, of course, the other challenge that seems to face people is that the opposition against that natural health doesn't really work, that it's voodoo, that it's weird, that type of thing. And so, you know, but again, that comes back to confidence. You have to really, really believe in what it is that you're doing, and you have to believe that your protocols and your plan and your program is really going to help those that you're consulting with. And that is a challenge in the beginning. Getting people to understand that, getting new consultants to understand that.
And what about some of the legal concerns about overstepping our boundaries when it comes to, say, diagnosing a disease or treating a disease? Isn't it also a matter of what you say and how you say it when you're practicing as a natural health practitioner?
That's a very good question and a very good topic to bring up. The first thing I always tell students is you have to know the laws of your state, because they're different for every state. Some states are more lenient than others, and some are very, very restrictive. For instance, like Tennessee and South Carolina outlaw naturopathy altogether. So you have to be very, very careful as to what you say. There are other states that, unless you graduated from a USDE accredited school, you have to be under the auspices of somebody that is licensed. So, yes, there are concerns with the legalities of what you're doing. You always have to be sure that you don't cross the boundaries of practicing medicine and basically doing what medical physicians do, diagnosing, treating, prescribing cures, that type of thing. And it does come down to language. What you say and what you don't say will either keep you in business or possibly have you shut down. You have to be very, very careful.
Yes, and what about the actual tools of the trade that many of these new students need? Do you also help them, like with business cards or setting up a bank account or in marketing, that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. I show them the best places to go for the best money, the best deals, what to say, what not to say on your brochures. As anything that's business-related, how to market, which is a huge thing, a huge topic with people in the field. You have to market. You can't just get an office, go somewhere, and just expect people to come to you. You have to get out there and let people know that you're there. It's really fun.
At the end of the day, when the days and weeks go by, we have to ask ourselves, are we having fun? Is this something I really enjoy? Is this something I really want to do? Would you say that there's a certain percentage of health practitioners or personal trainers that find themselves in a situation where they, oops, I don't really like this, or there's something about it I don't like it that much, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's too late to change?
Well, there are people probably that do that, but that's the great thing about doing what it is we do is you can make the change. Because unlike the medical profession, there's no specific laws telling us, you know, what way, you know, other than not practicing medicine, but there's no specific way that we have to follow, so we have a lot of leeway. You can always reinvent yourself and go in another direction, which is a really good thing, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You know, I totally love that.
I mean, you've got a lot. I mean, there's so many facets that you can do with it and so many ways that you can specialize, so many areas you can specialize in, that you can basically write your own ticket and do very well. I mean, look at you. Look what you did. You're a poster boy, Corey.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I enjoy what I do, and I'm very passionate. I think that's the key, but I still have learned the easy and the hard way, both combined. You know, something comes easy when you see the light, and then things come hard when you resist and you're stubborn, and then you refuse to change because you've made a commitment or you're a loyal type of person, and then you eventually sort of let go and realize that that's a good thing to let go, that I don't have to complete this particular project because that project was not bringing, I guess, the satisfaction or brought me into the wrong kind or wrong group of people or whatever. So I'm thinking of the student that is coming out the distance learning school process, and they're near completion, and they're coming out into the world. And so you're saying confidence and clarity, purpose and passion, these things are critical to understand. But then accounting and business procedure. So this is what you get into also to help them from a practical point of view to actually manage and run a business.
Exactly. Exactly. Everything from how to find the correct location to compliance techniques to the two things that you never ever do with a brand new client. To, you know, how to come across professionally when you lecture, everything from top to bottom that you would need to start a business as a, you know, as a consultant in the natural health field.
What is your take on personal grooming? Now, I'm thinking, you know, the executive level of conventional business, like at Wall Street. You know, you got the suit and tie and everybody is groomed to the max. And then Tracy, for example, is a ballroom teacher, and we know that ballroom dancers take grooming and presentation to the highest possible level when they compete, as does, say, Olympic figure skaters. So in the work of working as a consultant, let's talk about maybe a home business where you're not working in the health food store. You've decided to become a practitioner and use your own home and create an office. What do you think you should dress like when you, you know, first consult with clients? What should you look like?
As professionally as you can. First of all, you're working out of your house, which is a bit of a challenge. I mean, quite honestly, you're not going to be taken in the beginning probably as seriously as you would if you had an office, but that's okay. You know, you make your office as professional looking as you can. You equip it with only books and items that you need for your practicing. And as far as the way you look, I would dress the part. I would dress the part. It's funny you should say that, Corey, because I was just talking to this consultant yesterday whose business, this is strange, but his business really went through the roof when he changed and started wearing a lab coat to work. Isn't that interesting? You know, they just saw him differently, and his business went way up after he started doing it. So now that's what he does.
Okay.
I'm not saying look like a medical doctor, but you've got to look professional in what you're doing.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I worked as a consultant in a health food store that really did big numbers, and part of my presentation was wearing a pharmacist jacket. You know what I found is that it's very practical because it's got pockets that are designed to put a prescription pad in it, and it's got, you know, pockets for pens, and then, of course, there is that look. Do you think it's better to actually rent or lease a facility that makes you look more like a professional, or should you take a crack at doing a home business?
I would say that if there is any way that you can possibly afford to get into an office, I just think it just adds a whole other level of credibility. I mean, you can do it at home. I'm not saying that you can't. You can, and obviously people have, but I think it's easier for you if you are in an office. It's just, it's what people are used to. Health practitioners, they think they ought to be in an office.
Now, your book, let's talk about your book, because I'd like everyone to know about that and where they can buy that. But the Handbook for Starting a Business as a Natural Health Consultant, a Guide for the Professional. So what inspired you to write this book? You just saw a need and you felt that you needed to get the message out?
Yes, basically. I have been to many seminars on practice building, and I went around and looked for books that might, went around and looked and on the Internet, Googled the Internet, to see if there was any one book that would put all these principles together, and there wasn't. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write one. And that is exactly what I did. I outlined it as to everything that I thought was important, wrote down all my mistakes, things to try to avoid, and things that I thought really were working, and I put it together in a very, concise little book. And there really is nothing like it on the market, Corey. I've not seen anything like it on the market, and I've been told by other people that it truly is a book, one of its kind.
Really? It sounds wonderful. Tell us, some of the titles of some of the chapters, for example.
Some Will, Some Won't, So What? Some Will, Some Won't, So What? How to Deal with People That Should You Try to Convince People? That's one of the big things. Should you try to convince people to get on board with your program or not? I say no. So, what we're looking for is people that want what we have. And the old expression is when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. They'll come to you when they're ready. Other titles is How to Market, Assessment Systems. Again, the two things that you never do with a new client. How to Find the Right Office Location, your credentials, accreditation. I do a whole section on accreditation and what those terms actually mean. And in my opinion, that's worth the price of the book alone, so you know what the terms mean when you see them. Because it is a big issue today with natural health schools is accreditation. I don't think it should be, but it is.
So do you think that certification is absolutely the most important thing, or qualification, or are they somehow intertwined? In other words, is it possible for someone to educate themselves and not have any so-called accreditation, but still do very well and be very successful and have a fun life and enjoy health? Or do they have to get the credibility that so many people feel that they must get? I mean, isn't that what drives so many people to the courses? They believe that they're worthless without the accreditation?
Yes, I think to answer that question, I mean, you get your credentials. So for a couple reasons. First of all, you need to be educated in the basics of your craft. And if you can do that by yourself, that's great. I mean, a lot of people need the discipline and they need the structure. So you get the credentials, but basically you want them because that's what the public expects. That's a big part of it. So, I mean, medical people, they have them, and nurses have them, and fitness trainers. So people think that you've been trained and everything like that. They're much less inclined to see you if you don't have any credentials. So much of what we do is about perception. And ultimately, your credibility comes from your ability to help people and to be really good at what it is you do. That basically is the bottom line to your credibility and your passion, like you said.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you've got a website, so let's make sure that everyone knows what that address is. What's your website address?
www.besthealthpractices.biz.
Okay, and that'll bring everyone listening to Kay's site. Now, in terms of ordering the book, I mentioned the website earlier when reading your bio. It's lulu.com, I believe. Can they also get to that through your website as well?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
Good.
There's a link on my website. Yep.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, of course, you've got a nice outline and a nice website that other people listening to this might be able to go to and look at and see how you present your services on what you do, because when you say that the website is also an important piece of technology today in marketing business?
Oh, definitely. Everything has changed. marketing has changed completely, I'd say, within the last 5 years. So definitely you have to have a website, and you make it as professional and as clear as you can, but yes, you definitely have to have one.
Yeah. Well, I'm really hearing that sound of professionalism coming through a lot in what you're talking about. I really agree a lot. You know, I think the industry has to clean up a little bit. It has to move forward, become more professional. So thanks very much for being my special guest, Kay. I've really enjoyed your company and your insight, and everybody out there. Let's get to Kay's site, her book, The Handbook for Starting a Business as a Natural Health Consultant, a guide for the professional. Moms and dads, what about getting this book for your son or daughter who's just going out into the field? What about those of you out there who are struggling with your business? Maybe you need to make some changes in how you think, your marketing, how you present yourself. I know I'm definitely going to read this book and gain something in terms of a fresh new idea that we'll always gain by looking with the clarity and invitation of our heart and soul that we need so much. Kay, thanks very much for being my guest. Do you have any final words that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yes. Well, thank you, Corey. It is an honor to be on your show. I mean, I think you're just a wonderful example to all of us that are in the field. And just to the people that are listening, just keep on keeping on. Now is the time. The NIH just came out with a study in 2000, and it just came out this year with a study that was conducted in 2007 showing that Americans spent $33.9 billion on alternative health care, including classes and training. So the time is now. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on. Just keep on.
Dr. Kay Larson has been my special expert guest on this edition of SNU. She has been running a practice consulting with clients on the principles of anti-aging and holistic health, and she is the president of besthealthpractices.biz. Kay, we thank you very much.
Thank you, Corey. It's a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.